Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, California was scheduled to perform the first execution there in more than 4 years, but it was postponed this week because of the shortage of a drug that was used in lethal injections. And that shortage is actually leading to postponed executions all across the country. Joining us to explain is Kevin Sack. He's a national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
First of all, this drug is only provided by a company called Hospira. And what are they saying is causing the shortage?
Well, they're blaming the shortage, which has been going on for close to a year now, that they've stopped production. They're blaming the shortage on the inability to get a supply of a critical pharmaceutical ingredient to the drug from another supplier. They don't say who the supplier is or what the drug is or where the supplier is, but just that this problem has been the cause of their supply situation.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But first of all, this drug is called sodium thiopental. It's used not just in executions. It's also used in hospitals. What does this drug do?
Well, it is used in hospitals, but about 15 or 20 years ago, it became unpopular in hospitals. It was replaced by propofol, the drug that was implicated in the Michael Jackson death, in which anesthesiologists, from what I could tell from my reporting, considered to really be the class drug out there, their drug of choice. And as propofol came into vogue, thiopental sodium was sort of abandoned, but now propofol is also extremely hard to come by. There are two manufacturers, including Hospira. One of the manufacturers stopped producing it this year. Hospira had to suspend production, and therefore there's no propofol to be found, and as a result, drugs like thiopental sodium have come back into use. But, you know, basically these are anesthetic induction drugs. They're the drugs that put you under when you're in the operating room. And thiopental sodium supposedly is a little bit longer lasting. It leaves the patient groggier and with higher chance of side effects like nausea and headache than propofol does.
Okay, but let's go back to what you were talking about earlier. And you said clearly that the Hospira is not giving a lot of details about the supply problem. And you said they say that they're having trouble getting a necessary ingredient. But there's doubt about this. People suspect that that's not the real reason. Why?
I don't know that that's so much. I find that most of the people I talked to were accepting of their explanation. However, some doubt has been cast because the company has something of a position on the use of its drug for the death penalty. It opposes that. It makes the point that it's not taking a position on the death penalty itself, but just that its product is inappropriately used in lethal injection. They feel that their product is a life-sustaining product, not a life-ending product.
Well, to that end, we actually spoke with Dr. Jonathan Groner. He's a surgeon at Ohio State University about the importance of these drugs and how they're used.
The drug sodium thiopental was formerly a commonly used drug for the intravenous induction of general anesthesia. So in other words, if someone's going to have, you know, say, heart surgery, that would be a drug that the patient would receive to render the patient unconscious in order to get other drugs that are longer lasting and would carry the patient, you know, into a what they call the surgical plane of anesthesia, meaning deeply unconscious enough to, you know, have their belly opened up.
Sodium thiopental is also used in veterinary hospitals as well. But as
I mean, he's describing a life-sustaining
that's exactly
feature
right
of the drug.
Which, exactly. And now last spring, Hospira actually sent a letter to all 50 states, and this is what they said in this letter. Hospira provides these products because they improve or save lives and markets them solely for use as indicated in the product labeling. As such, we do not support the use of any of our products in capital punishment procedures.
But there's a kind of irreconcilable hypocrisy here, it seems to me. I mean, doctors aren't supposed to kill people, but aren't doctors sort of standing by at executions?
They are. Well, Kevin Sack, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. This appears to be a simple question of supply and demand, but is it also calling up, bringing this debate that was sparked by Hospira's letter last spring, is it bringing it back to the forefront of the discussions?
Well, I think the unavailability of the drug is causing some renewed discussion about the humaneness of lethal injection, because it's giving defendants in these capital cases a new reason to go back to court and argue that that lethal injection or this particular form of lethal injection is cruel and unusual. And I think that's going to have more of an impact on whether the debate is revived than the company's position on the use of the drug.
So these lethal injections cannot go forward without sodium thiopental?
In many cases, that's right. There are a number of states that have proposed substitute drugs, and it's very likely that those decisions will have to go through the courts to be approved, despite the fact that these protocols are usually not in statute. They're usually devised by regulation by departments of corrections in these states. But once they set a protocol using a certain drug or a certain series of drugs, it sort of gets established. And inmates will, in fact, challenge any change to those protocols, and have. And in some cases, executions have at least been deferred while the courts deal with those questions.
That's Kevin Sack. He's national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. We're talking about the shortage of the drug sodium thiopental. I want to hear one more comment from Dr. Jonathan Groner of the Ohio State University Hospital, speaking about the debate over the use of this drug.
I think what we're seeing on the medical technology side is the same sort of feeling, is that it's actually quite defiling to have your product, which might be used in hospitals to save lives, you know, relieve pain, improve quality of life, to have those products used for killing.